1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. There's an urgent search underway for whoever shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk as he rallied young voters on the campus of Utah Valley University. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Authorities are canvassing for surveillance footage, talking to witnesses about what they saw, asking for any video they may have recorded.
Those who were nearby saw Kirk fall to the ground after that single shot rang out.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to describe it again, but it was pretty traumatizing, pretty terrible. What happened, just an overall sad situation.
Kirk shot once in the neck, his killing described as an assassination by Utah's governor. House Speaker Mike Johnson on the increase in threats nationwide.
We need every political figure, we need everyone who has a platform to say this loudly and clearly. We can settle disagreements and disputes in a civil manner, and political violence must be called out, and it has to stop.
This is ABC News. We've been talking a lot about the murder of Charlie Kirk. Last September, we were talking about the man who is now on trial for, prosecutors say, trying to murder President Trump in Florida.
Nearly 1 year ago to the day, Ryan Ruth was arrested after prosecutors say he hid in the bushes of Donald Trump's golf course with a rifle in hand to try to shoot the then presidential nominee. This morning, he's due to defend himself in his own criminal trial, having dismissed his own lawyers earlier this year. Federal prosecutors and Ruth spent the last 3 days trying to finalize a jury, and that group of 12 Floridians will now determine if Ruth is guilty of trying to kill the president. From Fort Pierce, Florida, Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
A South Korean charter plane has arrived in Atlanta to take home the Korean workers who were shackled and detained last week in the Georgia Hyundai plant raid. South Korea's president says companies will likely hesitate to make further investments in the U.S. until it improves its visa system. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Why is Macy's one-day sale the one sale you can't miss? For starters, you'll find our best prices of the month on fall's top trends, like $99.99 for trenches and barn jackets, diamond bracelets $249, and for cozy nights in, comfy sheets at $19.99 and under. Plus, it's Star Money Bonus Days, when Star Rewards members can earn Star Money faster. Not a member yet? Join for free online or in-store. Don't miss Macy's one-day sale tomorrow. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Straight Talk presents The Math of More. Here's how it works. When you say yes to more with Straight Talk, you're left with more for all the other good stuff. So getting an unlimited plan starting at just $25 a month equals more savings for your family's weekend adventures. And with a network covered by Verizon, you can share more from wherever you go. It's simple math, really. More equals more with Straight Talk. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. The $25 plan requires a compatible unlocked device and a new line of service. Additional terms apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A 17-year-old who attends La Follette High School in Madison was arrested after school staff received a report he brought a gun on Tuesday before hiding the weapon and returning to school. That's according to a Madison Police Department incident report that was cited by WKOW-TV. Police used surveillance to identify the student. State lawmakers want Wisconsin's move-over law expanded to include disabled vehicles on the roadside. Current state law requires drivers to slow down or move over when approaching a stopped emergency, utility, or highway maintenance vehicle on the side of the road. Flags across Wisconsin will fly at half-staff today in remembrance of 9/11. Governor Tony Evers declared today as a state day of service and remembrance, encouraging Wisconsinites to honor the day through acts of kindness to neighbors and acts of service in their communities. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh, man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in, and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
When I asked Scott Lucky if his last name had anything to do with his success in the trucking industry, he laughed and said, well, Mike, I guess you could say I've always been lucky. But when I asked him how he and his family grew Lucky Distribution Services into the company it is today, he didn't talk about luck at all. We work hard, he said. We keep a close eye on the bottom line, and we treat our people the right way. In other words, Scott Lucky makes his own luck, which is precisely why he switched to Pure Talk Business. Last month, I paid the big guys $740 for 12 lines, he told me. This month, I paid Pure Talk $420 for the exact same service. Thousands of businesses all over the country are saving real money by switching to America's most dependable 5G network, and luck has nothing to do with it. Just dial #250 and say micro. That's #250 micro to switch to a wireless company that works as hard as you do. Pure Talk.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog early, then expect skies to become mostly sunny. It'll be a beautiful September day with a high of 76. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 56. Warmer on Friday with partial sunshine, a high near 80. Mid-80s by Saturday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view. Free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't
tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. And I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. And though you may take her and make her your own, always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all. I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. Buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own, and I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. One night it was raining hard, I took the curve too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Yeah, that night I was riding with Private Malone.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. David Ball and Riding with Private Malone here in the WRDN Morning Farm Reports on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures in the 50s, 70s today. Going to see some fog, though, here early on. We have our ag weather forecast here this hour. Also this hour, we'll talk with Ben Pisto. He is with Bex Hybrids. They had a field day yesterday, and so we're going to talk with Ben a little bit about what farmers need to be doing this year to get ready for next year. Yeah, I know we haven't harvested anything yet, Brian, but it is time to plan for next year. We're going to talk with Ben a little bit about that here coming up this hour. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The dairy industry working with the Trump administration, it's a work in progress as we're joined by Jaime Castaneda, Executive VP for Policy Development and Strategy with the National Milk Producers Federation. So Jaime, how has National Milk been working with the new administration?
Well, certainly we are in a different world of politics and policy. There is a different way in which you need to communicate the concerns to the administration. So our job, still incredibly important, is just that perhaps you do it differently than we have done it in the past. But if you look carefully, we hear that there are certain good things for U.S. dairy, especially in Indonesia and perhaps some other countries in Asia. We have heard that there is something for dairy on the EU agreement. Whether that is actually going to be positive or not, we still have to see. So everything is fluid. With respect to immigration, one day you hear the president talking about how we need to deal with farm workers. But of course, you know that there are certain elements within the administration that perhaps want to be a little bit more focused on deportations in general. So I think that all of that, we need to work through different channels in which we can communicate with the administration about the concerns of the dairy farm community.
You've been around for quite a while dealing with previous administrations. How does this compare?
It's continued to work as hard as we can for the dairy farm community. As you described, I've been around for a long time, and this is the best job I ever had in my entire life, working with dairy farmers and the dairy industry with this vision of additional growth and additional exports and the well-being in general of the overall industry. So for me, it is incredibly important that we open markets, that we have stability in rural America, that we can do whatever we can to ensure that we maintain all sides of farmers. I think that actually, obviously, we have been expanding on the large size farms, but I have always said that it is incredibly important that we continue to have small, medium farmers.
As we move into another season, what are some of the items that National Milk has under the spotlight?
There are certain areas like whole milk for children, and you saw the MAHA report. I think that that's very exciting, and we continue to actually try to pass that through legislation, certainly trying to get dairy farmers some form of visa that actually we can use for our workers, and of course, opening new markets. We're very excited about Julie Callahan, which is the nominee to be the U.S. Agriculture Ambassador, and then of course, Luke Lindbergh now as the Undersecretary for Trade. Those are great additions, and I think that actually that is going to make a difference. Plus, of course, all the negotiations. But it is a nonstop. We don't have even a 1 year on this administration. We have another 3 years in which we hope that we can accomplish a lot, lot more. We need open markets so we can continue to grow and there could be a space for all dairy farmers here in the United States.
So how has progress been when dealing with the EU and dairy trade?
The Europeans actually export more than $3 billion to the U.S. And this is only because something that we negotiated 50 years ago. We need to actually correct that. We export $120 million, $150 million to Europe. We export more cheese to Trinidad, Tobago than Europe. And this has nothing to do with fancy cheeses. We continue to win over and over the Italians and the French and the Europeans on best cheeses in the world. So if I have one ask for the administration is correct this imbalance that we have with Europe. And of course, the president has talked a number of times about Canada and how Canada has not been fair. Fix our problems with Canada.
Thank you for the update, Jaime. That's Jaime Castaneda, Executive VP for Policy Development and Strategy with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes. I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me. It's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl, holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah, yeah. I've traveled here and everywhere, following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top we can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl, holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. I see what beautiful is about when I'm looking.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lone Star, my front porch looking in here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning, 56 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, October milk down 1 to 16.55, November up 3 to 16.61, December steady at 17 even, January up 4 to 17.08. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down a half to 167 and a half. 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 167 and a quarter. Two trade of block on the day. Cash butter down 4 to 196 and a half. 14 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 1/4 to 118 and 3/4. 7 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1 to 59 and no trades on the day. Cattle futures are called lower today. Hogs are called higher. Live and feeder cattle futures diverged yesterday with the pressure continuing on the feeder cattle. Light cash trade points to lower prices this week. The party may be over, at least for the time being, for the cattle markets. Hog futures, though, showed strength in the nearby contracts with minor losses in deferreds. Both cash and cutouts for hogs were higher yesterday. October live cattle opens today at 231.15, December 232.67, February 234. September feeder cattle open at 353.20, October 350.40. November 348.27. October hogs open at 96.82, December 88.27, February at 90.22. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are slightly higher. Soybeans also moving slightly higher this morning, while wheat markets are slightly lower this morning. All of this is a lot of positioning ahead of the big USDA crop report for tomorrow. September corn is steady at 397 and a quarter. December up 1 1/4 to 418 and a quarter. March up 1 to 435 and a half. Well, new crop 26 up 1/4 to 458 and a half. September beans steady at 1009 and 3/4. November up 5 to 1030 and a quarter. January up 4 3/4 to 1049 and a half. New crop 26 up 3 to 1071 and a half. September soybean meal up 660 this morning to 293. While September soybean oil steady at 49.76. Chicago wheat, September steady at 498. December down 1/4 to 514 and 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, September steady at 548 and 1/4. December down 1 1/4 to 568 and 1/4. Energy markets lower this morning. October crude oil down 54 cents to 63.13. November down 52 cents to 62.38. Meanwhile, October and November gas both down 2 cents. October at 198, November at 192. That is a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevier's got your back. Elsevier's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevier hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevier.com or call Elsevier and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit elsevier.com to learn more about Elsevier's FOB program.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Local markets from Wednesday at Elsevier Durand. Cash and October corn 357, new crop 26 398. Cash and November and October corn at 915, new crop 26 959. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 363, October 367, November 367, December 372.
Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, Cash Corn 367, October 367, December 370. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, Cash Corn 367, New Crop 362, Cash and New Crop Beans 945. Allied Cooperative Blair, Cash Corn 367, New Crop 26408, Cash Beans 923, New Crop 26978. At Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 374, October 373, November 373, and New Crop 26413. Cash Beans 932, October, November 929, New Crop 26108. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 357, New Crop 364, Cash and New Crop Beans 943. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 234 to 248, Holstein fed cattle 197 to 225, market cows 107 to 169, bulls 166 to 213, calves 520 to 1660, beef steers 240 to 680, Holstein steers 232 to 527. Sheep markets, light lambs 320 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 90 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Sumbrota, feeder lambs 100 to 265, fed lambs 175 to 220. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
The pumpkin spice latte is back at Starbucks. Crafted with our signature espresso and real pumpkin sauce, then topped with whipped cream, cinnamon, and nutmeg. The PSL, get it while it's hot or iced, only at Starbucks.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Give you everything that a woman
tonight. I'm not sure where you came from, but I thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough.
With local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Come down. just a matter of time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. And joining us this morning, Ben Pisto. He is the regional manager for the state of Wisconsin for Bex Seeds. And Bex recently had a field day just outside of Elk Mound off of Highway D. And so talking a little bit about some of the results so far, what they're seeing out in the fields. And so I thought we'd find out a little bit about that with Ben today. And Ben, thank you for joining us. Well, it's been, I guess, for Wisconsin, an interesting growing season. Weather hasn't been too bad, but at times it's been too wet, and then all of a sudden we get cold weather here late in the season.
That's right, Brian. You know, a lot of this time of year, a lot of guys are asking me, they're like, hey, you know, what can I still do? Well, the reality is we're pretty much at the finish line here for most of these crops, but I always encourage guys, now's the time of the year you look back and say, what worked, what didn't, and how can I adjust my plans for next year?
So let's talk about some of the things that disease-wise we've heard of issues of armyworm and parts of Monroe County and areas to the south. We've gotten reports of tar spot. We've received reports of southern rust. Have you been seeing that on your travels across the state?
We certainly have. You know, army worms and tar spot to me are just kind of a normal thing in Wisconsin, so I expect to have that. But when you start looking at like southern rust, that's an anomaly, okay? So I don't even expect to see that for probably the next 10 years, would be my guess. That's very much based on this year, hot summer nights, southern winds. So I would not make any drastic decisions to what I do next year based on the southern rust this year. But it's a good reminder that the healthier we keep the crop from everything else, the better it will do against things like southern that come in unexpectedly.
Talking with Ben Pisto, he's regional manager for Bex Seeds for the state of Wisconsin. They had a crop field day here recently. So, Ben, as you've been around the state, things are looking pretty good. I mean, are you expecting to see a bumper crop? Would you be surprised, at least on the corn side, if we didn't have a bumper crop?
You know, a lot of guys are frustrated because the crop price is not what we'd like it to be. But the reality is there's a very good crop across the Midwest. In fact, Wisconsin's one of the highest rated states relative to how we've been in the past. We are going to have a very good crop, really from Green Bay all the way down to Platteville, from Milwaukee all the way up to here towards Menominee. The crop looks really good. If there's differences, it's because the manager didn't do a good job. The crop overall, we had an ideal growing season. We're going to have the bushels, and you know what? I'd rather just have the bushels. We can market them maybe a little bit later, but you don't want to be the guy that didn't have the bushels and it's a low price. So consider the blessings we do have in having the crop, and do the best you can on the marketing side from here on out.
So as we get ready to harvest this, you've been talking with the guys, okay, what works, what doesn't work. Obviously, that's going to be something unique to each farm.
It sure is. But you know what? At the end of the day, what I find working with some of the best growers in the state of Wisconsin is the fundamentals are what matter, right? So it's the back to the basics. Have a really good fertility program. Understand if you have compaction in a field. Get that planter operating right. Start there. And then everything else is just fine-tuning, using a fungicide maybe once or twice, and then picking a good diverse set of genetics to optimize those acres, because we don't know what disease pressure we're going to have. So fundamentals are key. Don't get too bogged down on what brand of products you might be using. It's just good farming practices that really matter at the end of the day.
How important is a fall soil test?
You know, fall soil testing to me is the best time to do it. It's going to show the most accurate baseline of your field. If you test in spring, you're probably going to see elevated levels, especially of phosphorus and a couple other nutrients. I would, as soon as those combines roll, I'd pull a test. You're going to see your baseline. And the temptation this year is going to be to rob from that bank because fertilizer prices are high. But the reality is not every field we can do that with. So don't trick yourself into thinking the fertility's there if it's not. We can't rob from our future.
Talking with Ben Pisto, he's regional manager with Bex Seeds for the state of Wisconsin, as they had a crop field day here recently just outside of Elk Mound and Elmwood. And Ben, how important is the use of cover crops?
You know, cover crops, it depends on the situation, all right? So some people get pretty religious about this and think it needs to be on every acre, and that would be great if we had the opportunity. To me, the absolute top priority of a cover crop is where we have an excess of nutrients that we do not want leaching into our water supply. So, man, if you're pulling off corn silage, absolute no-brainer in my mind. However, what product are you going to use? Some guys are going to use a product like an oats versus a rye. Make sure you know the right rate and right product so it doesn't impact negatively the cash crop next year. Last thing you want to do is spend money to negatively impact us next year. So look at those details before you get that cover crop in.
Finally, Ben, anything else you wanted to add as farmers get ready for harvest?
You know, be safe out there. Pay attention. Even in the combine, when this crop is all dried down, you'll see little cues. Hey, what weeds am I seeing down the rows? And just take a note of that. Take a note of the little things and how you can make some management changes heading into next year so we can start looking at the future. That's what the best growers I work with do. They're always looking at next year and making adjustments.
Before I let you go now, it sounds to me like farmers, you know what, I love the precision ag, love all the computerized stuff, but it sounds like taking notes, farmers should be like this old guy and say, you know what, I'm just bringing my notebook along because I want to write stuff down.
It's the fundamentals that matter, Brian. Absolutely. Don't get too caught up if you're not the best with technology. Those aren't the things that actually move the needle. You got to be able to utilize them and know what prescriptions and what things to actually do with it. So you're good if you don't know how to use that technology.
That's Ben Pisto. He's a Wisconsin Regional Manager for Beck Seeds. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Warmer temperatures today in our ag weather forecast as a warming trend begins and will run into the weekend. Rain chances, though, start to increase Sunday into early next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 73 to 78, relative humidities at 56 to 61%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 7. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 53 to 58, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Southeast winds at 5 to 7. For Friday, partly sunny, high 78 to 83, relative humidities at 57 to 62%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, and highs 80 to 85.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
The ancestor of all fermented drinks has been around as long as we've had bees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mead is a drink made with honey and has quite a kick as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at successful_farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming.
Wine is an alcoholic beverage made with grapes, water, and yeast. Mead is sort of the same thing, except the fermentable sugars come from honey instead of grapes. Vicki Rowe is the owner of a website called gotmead.com. She says for the best chance of having a good product, it helps to invest a little money in your equipment. With good equipment comes control, and control gives quality.
You want a bucket with a grommeted top. The airlock, it's a bubbler. It's a little piece of plastic that's a kind of a S laying on its side. Fill it halfway with water, and it basically seals the air from getting into the mead while it's fermenting, but allows it to bubble out carbon dioxide that it produces so the thing doesn't explode in the pail. You don't want air getting to your mead while it's bubbling because it'll cause it to oxidize, and that changes the flavor of the final product.
Fermentation takes from several weeks to several months. The next process is called racking, where the clear mead is siphoned off into another container, leaving the sediment behind. This may have to be done several times until there are no more dead yeast cells settling on the bottom. The last step is bottling. Rowe says the hardest part is finding the right recipe.
If you're going brass tacks, it's three basic ingredients: honey, water, and yeast. You can use bread yeast. However, I would suggest wine yeast. You know, you're going to get, again, a cleaner product at the end, although bread yeast produces some pretty interesting meads, too. The ratio depends on where you want it to end up, how sweet you want it to be.
The flavor is also dictated by the type of honey you use. Mead made from honey from bees that pollinate orange blossoms is going to taste differently than honey from clover. Learn more about making mead at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's a place down the street we call Sam's Place. It starts a-jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's Place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Shimmy's Shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. Well, they've got a swinging band down at Sam's Place. You can hear them picking 20 blocks away. They're playing country music down at Sam's Place, from the setting sun until the break of day. There's old Shimmy's Shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie.